everybody can't make it, right? Like, everybody should be allowed to make their film. And that's the thing. It depends what you want out of life. Do you want to be a filmmaker? Well, shit, you're a filmmaker right now. Congratulations. Go with God. You've done it. You accomplished it. That's what you want to be. Most people want to be a specific kind of filmmaker. They want to get paid for it. That's different. That's a different place to get to. But then you can become that kind of filmmaker where you get paid for it. But most people want to be another kind of filmmaker where they're like, I want to make the movies I want to make and get paid for it. You start getting into some rarefied air up there, man. But if you don't want to be in the rarefied air, you can absolutely be whatever you want to be. You can totally be a filmmaker. But getting paid for it, that's the trick. Being decent enough at the job, or interesting enough at the job, or compelling enough at the job, or new enough at the job, that somebody's like, I'm going to give you money to go make pretend, come back with something that we can try to sell. That's the dream, man. That panned out for me in a big, bad way. Sadly, it cannot pan out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like that line in The Incredibles. If we're all super, then nobody's super. So if everybody's making films, nobody's fucking going to films. We need the audience. Somebody's got to exist as the audience. Somebody also has to exist as the distributor. It's very sexy to want to be a filmmaker, which I can't figure out why. Look at me. There's nothing sexy about me, but people think, ooh, being a director is sexy. That's why nobody thinks about the important things, the infrastructure of independent film. It's very easy to be the filmmaker. You know, that's just great. So to come up with ideas and be like, I want to be an artist and put goofy images together. What's missing in independent cinema now, why, like, it's not the way it was 15 years ago when it was easy for a fucking schmuck like me to get a somewhat moderately decent first film onto the, like, national platform? There were lots of distributors back in those days. You had your choice, man. Now, they don't exist. And now the distributors that do exist, who used to be identified with, like, independent film or low-budget film or first-time film, they make independent film, but they make the kind of independent film that, like, wins an Academy Award or is directed by the Coen brothers. You know, No Country for Old Men, made by Miramax. That's an independent film. I couldn't make that. You couldn't make that. And they wouldn't let us if we asked them to, if we begged them to. So it's much tougher for, like, a nascent filmmaker now to get in than it was for me. I might have made it very hard for everybody else, I think, because I made it look much easier, because some people look at the movie the way I looked at Slacker, where it's just like, look, it's a funny movie, but come on, man, this dude's been fucking doing this for 16 fucking years, they let him go, and he's terrible at his job, it's not fair, but people like Clerks a lot, that's what did it. So I get that some people don't kind of, they're not into what I do, but you got to respect that, like, I've been doing it for a while, so I do have something of an insight into the job, and I say what this job needs right now, more than filmmakers, are distributors. Somebody's got to be like, you know what, it'd be nice to be the guy who tells the story, or the girl, to tell their story and put it out there in the world and get it off my chest and be an artiste. Somebody's got to get these movies into the public's hands, man. Somebody's got to be the go-between. Somebody's got to, like, publicize them. Somebody's got to make them into something, put them on a platform. That's what they need now more than anything else, I think, are young distributors. But in this economy, who the fuck is going to start a distribution company?